Okay, good luck, everybody. We are holding in Halacha Gimel, Memchasim Beis. Charitz shehu oiver bekerem amokasara. If you have a ditch which is going through the vineyard, and amokasara v'rochav arba, it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, he says, if this ditch goes from one end of the kerem to the other, that splits up the entire kerem. And Mela what? Mela Zorin Bisoho. You can plant anything you like inside the ditch. But if it doesn't go through the whole kerem, then Harehu Kigas. Then the rule is it has a halacha like gas, which the Mishnah is about to explain what the halacha of gas is. Obviously, since he's saying it's like a gas, there's a machlokas. The next machlokas Tanoim. The Chacham we're going to say it's Osir. And Rav Eliezer, plain, not Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, is going to say it's Mutter. Obviously, he's saying that it's like the Chachamim who holds its awesome. We're going to say that in a second. Hagas Shevikarim, if you have a gas. So, a gas, it says in the bottom that, where is it? The wine press, footnote 7. The wine press was a large plastered pit which the grapes were pressed and the wine collected. 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide. Did not bisect the vineyard. Rather, it was a square pit located along the edge of the vineyard, surrounded on 3 sides. Or in the middle, surrounded on all 4 sides. It's not, you know, it's wherever you... That was obviously a very good location for a wine pit in the middle of a vineyard. That way you don't have to have shipping costs.
I didn't realize they just put it 2 feet away.
Dump it in there. That's it.
Yeah,
when I visited the Kedem wine factory in upstate New York, which is a long schlep, by the way, right out there, they were people trucking in truckloads of grapes, you know, Yom Valila, during the harvest season, you know, around September, October time frame.
What do they do with it?
They have this big French, they called it a French press, yeah. And it's very, very expensive press, and they press 24/7. They're 24/7. They're pressing grapes.
Wow.
Yeah, but there's all kinds of secret stuff going on there. They won't tell you the secrets.
Not like Lucy.
Anyway, Lucy. Yeah, you're showing your age. Okay, so Hagasha Bekerem, if you have a wine press inside a vineyard, it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. Zorin Besocha, you can sow inside the pit. The Rebbe of Eliezer. The Chacham say no, you cannot press it. We're talking about the gas. Not the dish. The dish is the first case.
The gas, you're allowed to plant.
The gas says that you're allowed to plant within, but
yeah. Let
me shut the sound off here. I guess, you know,
it can't be too active
if you're planting in there. But I mean, maybe if off season
and you're not,
you could probably do something over there. Anyway. Chacham hold this asur, right? Anyway, so there you have it. So Lazar and Yaakov says if the ditch goes all the way through, then you can plant in the ditch. If it doesn't go all the way through, then it has a look like a gas, which means he holds like the Chacham, and then it would be asur, right?
What?
I'm talking about Lazar and Yaakov in the Reisha.
The
he said that if it's a ditch and it goes from one end to the other,
right,
it's mutter. If not, it has halacha like a gas.
Like
a
hum.
And must be like a hum, because if it's mutter, it wouldn't be machalic anything. It would be mutter either way. So it must be, he's saying that if it's not all the way through, it's awesome. Okay?
Yeah.
Now that the Mishnah ends, Shomera Shavakarim, if you have a lookout, a mound inside the vineyard, so if it's ten tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, so it's 4x4 basically on the top. So on betocha, you can seed on top of the this lookout point. But if the intermingling branches, which is a machlokas, whether that means the branches are intermingling from two sides and touching each other, or the Rambam says if the branches reach the floor of the base of that mound, so then it's usher. Then it's usher because that's called it's being overrun. Okay. Now they point out that it's interesting. It's interesting observation. He points out in the Mishnah above, let's see, here it is, in the right column, first paragraph, in the Mishnah above, see the brackets?
Yeah.
It's Rabbi Yehuda taught, two rows of vines whose branches intermingle above a dividing wall, nullify the partition between them, right? Which make, and the Mishnah makes it sound like that's only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but the Tanakhama would not agree with that. But in our Mishnah, it seems to be that everybody does agree. What's the chiluk? How come over there by the, think about that. Why is it by the mechitza? The Chacham holds that the mingling branches won't be mevatel the mechitza. And over here, everybody agrees that if the vines reach the top of the mound, that it's also the plant on top of the mound. What would be the chiluk? Got any ideas?
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Oh, so what you're saying, you're basically saying, you're saying because the chiluk is because you're actually planting on top of the mound. In the case of the mechitza, you weren't planting on the top of the mechitza, you were planting on the sides. The question was the mechitza divisor? That, exactly, that's what he says. The reason seems to be, our Mishnah, the foreign seed is planted on top of, he read ahead, he's a speed reader, okay? That is planted on top of the mound. Just where the branches, the vines intermingle.
Which footnote is that?
This is footnote
14.
Yeah, it's not the same.
14, and it's bracketed. I mean, there'll be a Mishnah Rishona at the end of the footnote if you find
it's
it.
11, let me.
Okay. Next. Interesting point. Now we have one last thing. Gefen Shinatua. These are stuff from in the Mishnayos. This is Mishnah Dalet. If you have a grapevine planted inside a wine press or inside a cleft, you give it its 6 tefach work area, meaning that no foreign seed can be planted within the 6 tefachim. The idea here is, just imagine this, you have a ditch, and inside is a vine there. So now it's surrounded on all sides by wall of the ditch. So one might have thought that the whole thing it's toe-faced the whole makom. So and 6 tefachim wouldn't matter how big it is, 6 tefachim, 10 amos. Maybe the whole thing, because it's surrounded, maybe it would be toe-faced the whole makom. Kamash malon the Mishnah, that doesn't matter. We still only require 6 tefachim. That's what they explain over here. They would act like an enclosure, correct? So it doesn't tell. Nonetheless, it says 6 tefachim is enough. Once you have your 6 tefachim, you can go plant something else outside the 6 tefachim. No. I'm talking about the length of the dish.
Because it's an individual vine.
Because it's an individual
it's
vine.
An individual
you
vine
give it six. You give it 6 tefachim,
area.
And then after you get out of it 6 tefachim, then you're good. Right? Rabbi Yossi Yomer, no. He says, he in Shem Dalet Amos, it's Allah Yav Israel Shem. He holds you got to have Dalet al Dalet. You have to have quite a large amount. Because, I think it's because of the Mechitzas. I think so. This
well,
is.
He, I think he held that. We had this case previously. We had a lone grapevine, and I think he said over there, you have to have Dalet al Amos.
He did? I don't recall. Anyway, 17, they have different, this, you can get into a lot of lumdas here, and we don't have time right now. Now, Habayis Shebekerem, 48b3, Habayis Shebekerem, regarding a house that's in a vineyard, Zoran, also, you can plant foreign seed inside a house. Now, this is really wild. I mean, a house? You're telling me I can have something growing inside a house, inside a kerem? It's like, what kind of kiddush is that? Completely surrounded by walls. And in fact, some say this house, the reason why it's 100% mutter is because it also has a roof. So it's completely enclosed and separate from the vineyard, so of course you can plant in there.
Is it growing in the ground in the floor?
Is that the case? 18. It doesn't matter.
It's in a pot. It's not a
inside the house, but it's growing in the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. So now, the Gemara says the following: Adchi he mavrik kedei hu va'avodoso. Let's see here. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said that you can plant seed inside the ditch if it goes from one end to the other. So the question is, does it have to go through the vineyard and the four amma work area? In other words, picture the vineyard, right? You got your square vineyard, and it's now your ditch goes through. How far does it go through? Does it go through just to the edge of where the vines are located? Or when you say through, are you also including dalal ammas on both sides, because that's the kedei avoda of the vineyard? That's the question of the Gemara. You're always worried about the wagon, and what are you worried about? Don't worry so much about the wagon. It's okay. They'll figure it out. You'll go around the ditch. Okay, it's only 8 feet, so you go 8 feet outside and go around. I mean, it's not a big deal.
It's 10 amas.
Yeah, four amas. It's 8 feet.
What did it say the height was before?
What?
The height of the ditch.
No. Before we were talking about 10 by 4 tefachim. Here we're talking about if you're going through the whole vineyard, so does the vineyard, so does that go include the dalal ammas?
Yeah, but what is the height of the wall? The wall is only 30 inches, 36 inches, 10 tefachim, whatever that is.
The width of it is actually 4 tefachim, so.
The height
is 10 tefachim.
Yeah,
he's asking though about the wheels of the wagon. So the issue is if the wheels of the wagon are turning and they roll over a ditch, which is 4 tefachim wide, I don't know, maybe you'd feel a bump. That's about it. I don't think it's a big deal.
Depending on how big the shocks are.
Yeah, depends how big the wheels are. The bigger the wheels, the more you can cover. Okay, now we're on Memtesim and Aleph. Hold on, because you're going to have to halt cup for this page. This is not an easy page.
Thanks.
I'm sorry to tell you. I had trouble staying awake this Shabbos, trying to go through all the details of this page. Okay, let's see what happens. 49a. Let's try to go through it together. Minman Dutoni. Did I skip something? No, the question, again, the questions we're dealing with is, does it include the dalal ammas or does it not include the dalal ammas, right? That's the question. Minman Dutoni, let's answer the question. It says, that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Elazar that if the ditch cuts through the vineyard and also the four amma area, that one then will be mutter to sow in the ditch, have a cane. So it's evident that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saw from Eimar, afilu me'ena ma'avrik kedei hu v'avodosai. Obviously, he disagrees with the Chachamim. What's the case of the disagreement? It must be where it's not dalal ammas, right? Is that simple? The Chachamim Eisrin in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
We have a statement that says that they're moiter to him if it's four amas on each side, they're moiter that it's mutter. He obviously holds that it's mutter even without the dalal ammas. Because if he wouldn't, there would be, otherwise there would be no machlokas. What?
If it's four amas on each side?
One more time. The question was, is this ditch, which Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov says has to go through the entire vineyard in order to plant inside the ditch, was that ditch including the four amas on each side of the avodah of the kerem or not? We bring a rayak. The Chachamim are moida to Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov. There's a brisa or something that says that they're moida to him if it's kedei avodah, that it's mutter. Obviously, he holds it's mutter even if it's not kedei avodah. Okay? Yeah, but you don't need.
Right in the middle.
And you got
the four
almost
there.
Okay, and now.
And now we're going to just have a ditch, which is the slit in the middle of the tissue box, with the Dalaramas on the ends not slit. The ditch doesn't go that far. There, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is going to hold its mutter also, obviously. Because if he wouldn't hold its mutter, what was the machlokes HaChacham and Rabbi Elazar? Okay. Let's go on. Ma'pligin, where they disagree. If you had two rows of vines on either side of the ditch, that's where they have the machlokes. Avlam Hoysa, Shurachas Mekan, if there's only one row on each side of the ditch, we're essentially breaking up the kerem, and we no longer have a kerem which has kedei avoid of dal anamis. So now it's going to be completely different. As long as the dish extends and divides between three pairs of vines, even if the rest of the vines of the two rows are not divided, batal hakerem, the vineyard is nullified. In this case, all agree that you're allowed to plant foreign seed inside the ditch, even if it does not cut through the vineyard. So in our picture here on the bottom left, you will see there's that gray bar, which is the ditch, and it covers three vines. Once it splits between the three first vines, it's mevatel the shame kerem from it, and you're allowed to plant inside it, even though it is not going from one end of the kerem to the other. Okay? So
Even though you have ten,
you can have 10 more vines later on, doesn't matter. It's mevatel the shame kerem from it because it divides the two rows. You need two rows to make a kerem unless you hold like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds five vines enough to make a kerem. Beis Hillel disagrees. He holds you need two rows. We're going like Beis Hillel, obviously, and therefore this ditch is a divider. And once you have three that are separated, that which is the sheer kerem, it makes it.
Yeah, but why is the 2, 4, 5 outside of the ditch not considered a vineyard? Those five.
Because they're all part of that line.
It's as if it continues.
It's mevatel the shem kerem. That's
the length of three.
That's the idea. Okay, now let's say now we're going to cite a brisa that elaborates on the law of a ditch that cuts through the vineyard but not through the four-arm work area. Tony, pachas mikan osur. If the size of the dish is less than this, it's forbidden to plant foreign seed in it.
Shafsi, your answer is yes. The footnote says in the name of the Chazonish.
What was the question?
If the charitz is one or two, it's not enough.
Right.
But the minute that it's three, that's the smallest kerem possible, so then it mevatels everything. But if it was only one or two, there would still be a shem kerem. That's what the Chazon Ish says.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's all kinds of footnotes here. Really, if you really want to get a thorough understanding of this, you should really read
the
footnotes.
We'll do the Biyun after the...
Yeah, you have to do it after this. Okay, the one says, Tony, Pachas Mikan Osur, if the size of the dish is less than this, meaning it's less than... it doesn't cut through the four amma work area. I guess we're quoting the Chachamim, I guess. Then it would be awesome. Let's see. The Gemara initially understands the brisa to be alluding to the ditch's depth. Okay, yeah. So there's a Havamina Maskana here. The Gemara first thinks that we're talking about where the ditch is less than 10 tefachim deep. It may not be sown with foreign seed. The brisa then is not elaborating on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's position, because he already stated in the Mishnah that the ditch has to be 10 tefachim deep. So it must be, it's talking about the Chacham who argue on him. So just think about what we're saying here. The Gemara saw us, so this brisa is a little cryptic. It doesn't say what it's talking about. It says, Pachas Mikain Osir. Less than this is Osir. So what are we talking about? Gemara and Havamina thinks, oh, you know what? We have a Machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says it's Mutter to plant inside a ditch which has a 10 tefach depth. And the Chachamim say it's usur. So let's see. I have a brisa now that tells me that says, pachas mikain, usur. Less than 10 will be usur. Well, let's see. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov stipulated when he said his example of where it's mutter that we're talking about where it's 10 tefachim deep. So you can't be telling me anything to tell me that if it's less than that, it's usur. Of course, he told us the shear. So you must be going like the Chachamim. So you're telling me the Chachamim hold less than that as usur? If 10 tefachim is asur, kol shekein, less than 10 tefachim is asur. That's the gross question. Dal came on an amrin. What is this? We might have said asur, asur, tishal, or kol shekein. Then avada. What do I need a brisa for? So the Gemara says, elomahu pachs mekein. We're trying to figure out what does this brisa mean when it says less than that is asur. I'm not talking about the depth. We're talking about the width of the dish. L'raychav, talking about the four tefach. Remember, he said 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide. Pachas mikain, if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then what? It said it's osur. Dal kain, aman on amrim. Had the Bryson not taught this, what would I have said? In other words, what would I have said? If you wouldn't have had a Bryson that told me it's osur, what would I have said? Right? Because he did say 4 tefachim wide. So the Gemara says, we might have said that because it's so narrow, it's not gimel, but it's so narrow, we would have said as if it's sealed, and therefore it would be mutter. What does that mean? It says here in footnote 9, a ditch less than 4 tefachim wide does not impede passage. One can easily traverse it just as he would step over filled ground. Indeed, the reason a dish of less than 4 tefachim does not serve as a partition for legal matters is it doesn't impede passage. One could therefore surmise that a dish narrower than 4 tefachim may be planted because we consider the seeds sown inside the dish as being planted underground. You're planting underground. This is not being sown inside the vineyard. It's being sown underground beneath the surface of the vineyard. We're going to say later on that a vineyard only asers below it, in depth, 3 tefachim. Doesn't go deeper than 3 tefachim. So if you were to dig all the way down underground, 20 tefachim, and dig underneath the vineyard and plant tomatoes over there, no problem. Because there's no problem, even though it's not Dalamas, it only goes down 3 tefachim. That's what we're going to see.
That so we said that there's no Indian of unika from one another.
Okay, hold that thought. I was bothered by that also today. I don't have a good answer for you. The Gemara sometimes worries about unika, sometimes it doesn't worry about unika. I have not figured out the pattern yet. That's a tzarchian. I have to look into that.
It's saying that the roots don't go below 3 tefachim.
I'm just telling you what it says. I'm not saying how far the roots go. I don't have any farming experience to tell you how deep the roots go. For as far as I know, the roots could go down 20 feet. I have no idea. All I know is that they say over here that the shear iser is in depth only 3 tefachim. So let's go a little further now. So again, one more time. So what it says that if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, pachas mikain oser, it's oser. What would I have said had it not had a brisa that told us this? I would have said maybe it's kasosum and it would have been mutter because it's like it's all on the ground. The yeyasa kasosum was saying mutter. So the Gemara says, well, let it taka be considered as if it was sealed. Why isn't it taka that way? Lokain Tony, didn't we learn a brisa that says sharashe pia, that the roots of matter. Now, matter, let me just tell you quickly. There's two ways in which a root can go. A root can go straight down, or a root can go out. Pia has the nature that it grows sideways. It goes out. Wheat, that grows down, okay? So that's what it says. The Sharashe Pia HaNichnasim Utak Dal Lamas from a Karim. If you have roots of matter, they're entering into the forearm at work area of a Karim. Lamata Mishloshe Tfachim. Look, I just told this to you. Now it's telling you right now in the Brisa. If it's beneath 3 Tfachim below the ground, so then, Harila Matorn, it's Motor because it doesn't ask less than 3 Tvachim. So the Gemara asks, why then does it say that a ditch that's less than 4 Tvachim wide is forbidden for planting? And as much as the ditch is considered sealed and it's more than 3 Tvachim deep, it should be Motor. The Gemara says, Shan Yehi. This is a very important answer to get because it's repeated over and over and over again. Shan Yehi. Sha'avir ha'karem makif. Very important statement here. The ditch is not sealed. The airspace of the vineyard encircles the foreign seed. In other words, by the peah, that we were talking about. We were talking about the roots of the peah. So the roots of the peah go down underneath. And where does anybody see it? No, it's underground. It's completely out of vision, out of sight, out of sight, out of mind. But when you have the ditch, so even though it's narrow, but you can the ditch is seen. You see the ditch.
We're back to the visual thing.
It's a visual. I think that's what it's saying. 15 or 14. Yeah.
It's funny, the footnote says that the Shalosh Tvachim that you go down is because of Avodas HaKerem. Not necessarily because of Kilayim, but it's Avodas HaKerem because the plow goes down up to 3 Tvachim. So that's part of Avodas HaKerem.
He mentioned such a svara that when you plow, that you actually dig. You actually he's got a Hebrew one. No. He also quotes it. He says that there's some that say a svara that the plow will dig up 3 Tvachim of dirt, and that's where the 3 Tvachim come from.
Avodas HaKerem. So that's why it's part of Avodas HaKerem. But not necessarily anything, anything to do with the Kilayim itself.
Okay, these Gemaras are very esoteric Gemaras. I'm not 100% sure of all the stuff. You have to chazer it over and get the klar what the Gemara was trying to say here. When it's machmen on it, when it's not machmen, I don't have it already, Klal. You have to forgive me. Okay, so let's go on. Vayter Hagas Shebekerem. What about a wine press that's dug inside the vineyard, 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide? You can plant in the wine press, right? That's Rabbi Eliezer, and Chacham says it's Osir. Amar lahen Rabbi Eliezer. Isn't depth the same as height? So now, it says over here on footnote 18, we learned the Mishnah above in Perek Daled, that both a 10 tefach high wall and a 10 tefach deep ditch will be considered mechitzas, and you can plant on either side of those dividers, right? So you see, without having to be marchik dalaramas, because they are that acts as a divider. So he's saying to them like this: don't you concede that depth is the same as height? So how come when you have a 10 tefach high lookout mound or a 10 tefach deep ditch inside, why would you say that it's also? That's his question. Okay.
The answer is
pili-pili. So he says, ha-kerem makif. They say, yeah, we agree. It's usually the same, but it's different. The airspace of the vineyard encircles the 10 tefach deep wine press, whereas the airspace of the vineyard does not encircle the top of the 10 tefach high lookout mound.
Meaning it's up to 10 tefach.
Meaning
above.
Meaning it's
the height.
When you're going over here on a mound, so the mound is kind of like above the other vines. So you're looking down at the vines, or it's at best it'll be even, same thing. But when you're talking about a something that's underground, so it's surrounded by vines, so therefore it'll have more chomer. That's what their answer is. Okay. Now, the Gemara said that the Gemara had two coolers, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Eliezer, right? So we had Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who said you had the ditch that went from one end to the other, that it's more to the plant in the ditch. You had Rabbi Eliezer who said what? That if you have a wine press dug out, that you can plant in the wine press. So the Gemara is going to try to compare these two shitas and see does one hold from the other. I guess because...
And they both say you can plant inside. Right?
Yeah, both of them are being matur, being planted. So the Gemara says, "Mestavra Rabbi Eliezer, Meidel Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov." It's reasonable to assume what? If you can plant seed in a wine press that was dug out, he'll agree with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that you can plant in a ditch that cuts across the vineyard. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, lo yodi Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's shita doesn't necessarily agree with Rabbi Eliezer's shita, because that... that's not a wine press is not the same as a ditch that cuts through the whole vine, the whole vineyard. That's what it says in the Gemara at this point. So footnote 2, he says, these two assertions of the Gemara are seemingly self-evident. Since Rav Lezer permits even a wine press that is surrounded on all sides by the vineyard, he surely will permit a ditch that cuts through the entire vineyard. And since Rav Lezer ben Yaakov explicitly says that the ditch is only mutter if it goes through the whole vineyard, obviously a wine press which is surrounded is going to be osur. So why does the Gemara say it's mistavra? It should be pasha. So he talks about what the answer is. So the answer here is really a really fundamental svara about the wine press. That's why I'm pointing it out. It's a very important svara. Some answer that one might have argued what Rav Lezer considers a wine press an independent realm in which foreign seed may be introduced because it serves a function independent of the vineyard. It's not a growth area. It's a machine. It's a place to smash grapes. It's a makam avoida. It has nothing to do per se with growth. So therefore, because it serves, it acts as a separate realm. Maybe that's even more kuladic than the ditch. That's the point.
Yeah. When they press grapes in there, don't they have to like line it so that the grapes don't drip into the ground and get lost?
He said that it's
how do you plant a grape in there?
Okay, oh yeah, I hear what you're asking. Okay, you're asking a good question.
Maybe
you brought in a little topsoil. You brought a little topsoil. You're right. On the bottom, it'll be perfectly smooth because you put plaster there. Like you said, it has to be plastered anyway. Just from a standpoint, if there's dirt there, you're obviously not going to be able to drink.
3,000 years ago.
They had plaster. They certainly did have plaster. They had plaster. They had plaster.
Oh, I said plaster tar.
Yeah.
Plaster. Yeah, they had it.
They went to Harper's
Ferry. I think I'm right. I think that the Pshat is they would bring a topsoil and they would plant down there Akashaf Amaisa. That's what we like to say, Akashaf Amaisa.
And
I found a couple of those tonight. Dude, you're getting it. Okay. Let's keep going. So the Gemara says, Rav Eliezer Yadla Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. That it's reasonable to assume that he will agree with Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, because he said that the depth is just like the height. So that'll certainly apply to the ditch that cuts through the whole yard. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, lo yed Rav Lezer, shavir ha-kerem makef. There the vineyard encircles the wine press. Okay, next. Shomer shebekerem. If you have a lookout mount inside a vineyard, it's 10 tfachim high, 4 by 4 tfachim wide. You can plant inside it or on top of it. So Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan tzarach shehei shom chalol arba. This is like all of a sudden, I don't know where this came from, but look at the picture on the bottom. All of a sudden, there has to be a 4 tefach by 4 tefach square dug out in the mound underneath. So the only time there's a heter here to plant on top of the mound is if there's a 4 by 4 square tefach air space inside the mound.
This is
I don't know where this comes from.
This is the view looking down.
This is looking from the side.
It's from the side.
You sure?
Yes,
yeah, this is the side. It's 4 tefachim tall.
What's he saying? You got to dig the hole from the side?
Yeah, like that.
You got to have a 4 tefach hole inside the bottom of the mound if you want to plant on top of the mound. That's what it's saying.
Like an igloo.
Like an igloo. Who's that? Okay. Then Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Hador de Tamer Ba'agula. That's if that's talking about where the mound is rounded, like the picture we have over there. But Aval Bamrubas, if it's a square mound, then in Sarkshay Shom Cholabar, then you don't have to worry about it having a 4 tefach hollow space. Then the Gemara says Rav Kalatim and Cholamar Sarkshay Shom Shloisha Tefachim Ofrim Amalan. That where you have that square inside the rounded top, right? There has to be 3 tefachim of dirt on top, above that hollow space at least, right? So if that hollow space, remember we're talking about a mound that was 10 tefachim tall. So if you only have a 4 by 4, you know, mound, right? So then obviously you got 6 tefachim of dirt above you. course, no problem. But who said that the hole has to be just that amount? Let's suppose you dig a bigger hole, right? So he's saying, well, if the hole goes, you know, 7.5 tefachim up, then you don't have 3 tefachim of dirt above the hole, then it wouldn't be allowed. Let me ask you, I don't know what this has to do with anything.
If the hole is a square hole, then you don't need...
No, that's not what I said. I said if the mound was rounded, that's where you need the 4 square. A hole in the bottom. But if it's a square mound, if it's a rectangular shaped mound, then you don't need that 4x4 space. Okay? Now.
Wait, so if it's round,
you got
or
it?
The shape, it doesn't have a heker of being its own.
Yeah, for some reason, there has to be. I don't know all the stars over there. I just have the facts here. If you have a rounded mound, you have to have a 4x4 square inside, hollowed out. If you have a square mound, you don't need that. And even if you have
you don't need anything, right?
You don't need anything. And if you have a rounded mound and you have that 4x4 hole, it has to be at least 3 tefachim of dirt on top of it in order to be mantra. Uh-huh. That's what it says. Let's go on.
Do you know what the logic is?
I have no idea. Don't ask me logic here. This is Halacha Moshe Sinai, and I'm accepting whatever they say, and I'm not thinking about it. If I'm going to think about it, I'm not going to go anywhere. Okay. I'm going to be Yossi Hadot to Tema Ba'agulo. That's only we got a round mound of a Mimu Ba'as. If it's a square mound, in a Tarkshay Shalom Shalosha Tvachim Offer Mamawa, then it's not necessary for there to be 3 Tvachim on top on the lookout. So this is a very strange statement. Because there was no requirement for there to be a dugout in the square. So what are you telling me about? So the footnote says, look at 8. In the case where it has a hollow space, in other words, let's suppose someone decided to hollow out the space. You know how it's possible? I just realized how it's possible. You started with a round mound. And you said, you got to have a hollow space. He digs out the hollow space. Then he cuts it out. He makes it, he reshapes the mound and makes it into a square mound. So now we have a square mound with a hollow inside. So what's it then? Do you still need the 3 tefachim? So he's telling me, no. In that case, you don't need the 3 tefachim of dirt. Okay? In the case where it has a hollow space, there's no minimum measure for the thickness of the roof. And that's what he says. Let's go on. Geffen Shehina Tua, if you have a grapevine planted inside a dugout wine press, we give it the 6 tefach work area, you can plant the remainder. If Yossi says if there's not Dalanamas, then you can't. So the Gemara says like this. This is a little complicated here. There's several ways to understand this Yerushalmi. So let's try it. Let's see if we can figure this out. Okay. Mishloisha v'ad arba. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi says that the Mishnah is talking about where it's from 3 to 4 tefachim wide. Why? Because if it was less than 3 tefachim, then it would be as if it was sealed. That means the vine planted in it would be viewed as if it was planted on level ground and requires distancing of 6 tefachim according to all. That means it would be no machlokas. That is to say, Rabbi Yossi would never say you need dalaramas, because if it was less than 3 tefachim, it's like it's sealed, and it's like it's on top of the ground, and it would be like 6 tefachim anywhere. Mishloisha va'ad arba, but if it's 3 to 4 tefachim, then the permissibility of planting inside the wine press is subject to the machlokas. Mashlim arba bezareya miyad, the distance from the edge to complete the 4 tefachim together with the width of the wine press or cleft, and may plant immediately after. So now, let me send you, you know what, I don't know why they didn't put this picture in here. In the Mishnayos, they have a beautiful picture. I'm going to send it to you right now. Hold on a second. Let me Let me bring up the WhatsApp group here. Hold on. Open up the yerushalmi.org. Take a picture. Okay. Come on. There you go. Took a picture. Now send. Sent. You all should have a picture in your phones. You all should have a picture in your phones. If you open it up, you will see three pictures. Three pictures. Let's see over here. What exactly? Let's start off with diagram A, okay? So diagram A, you have a vine inside the what is this called? Again, what are we talking about? This is a netua. It's inside a dugout wine press, okay? Or a, right? So you're looking at the hole there is a wine press. So you have the vine growing in there, and it's from 3 to 4 tefachim wide, right?
Not many.
Hold on a second. We're reading the Gemara, not that picture.
Oh.
The Gemara says we're talking about a case where it's 3 to 4 tefachim wide. That's right. What the Gemara says. Don't worry about what the picture looks like. Now, the Gemara says, if it was less than 3 tefachim, then it would be like it was sosum, and then it's like it's on top of the ground, and then it's 6 tefachim all around, no problem, no machlokas. When it's 3 to 4, that's when we have our machlokas. What happens, right, with 3 to 4? So what it's saying here is that you plant it in the middle. So the distance from, so let's say it's 2 tefachim to the wall, the plant. So you have 2 tefachim to the wall, go up to the top of the wall, and measure another 4 tefachim across the top. In other words, you're being mitzaref the two below to the 4 above the ground before you can plant your next plant. That's where the sixth. That's in other words, that's how you get to the 6 tefachim. So that's how he's learning it over here. It's mishloisha ad-arba. If the wine press is from 3 to 4 tefachim wide, then the permissibility of planting inside the wine press is subject to the machlokes. Mashlim arba v'zorea miyad means that you go distance from the edge of the top of the wine press out, and you can be zorea then after 4 tefachim. Okay, this is a big machlokes. Is exactly how to learn this Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is not 100% clear what exactly it means. We're going to just leave it like that for tonight, okay? The Mishnah, if you're interested in this, please take a look at Yad Avram. He brings a big, major machlokes, how to learn the Mishnah, and we also have variants here as well. It's a large topic that I'm not giving the proper coverage right now. In other words, you have to know if it's the problem is what if it's more than 4 tefachim wide. So let's at least speak that out. So it says over here on the bottom, the footnote 11, in the case of its 4 tefachim or more, no additional distancing is required, for the excavation itself contains the required 4 tefachim, and it's permitted to plant foreign seed even on the ground immediately adjacent to the wine press. That's what the Marafolda holds. So you hear what he's saying? He's saying
you
that
don't need 6.
Since it's down below, 4 is enough to consider a makom chashuv. Since it's a makom chashuv, which is a concept we have not had here at all.
Shabbos.
All of a sudden here, we're bringing up 4 tefachim as a makom chashuv below, and therefore you can plant the plant right above, right along the edge, along the top.
He doesn't imagine that this vine moved up to the top?
Nope. He does not. So that's what he seems to say. So this is what that's why obviously it's subject to interpretation here. The Mishnah taught.
So the same thing should apply if you have from the plant to the edge of the wall 4 tefachim. You should be able to plant right on top.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's what we're saying.
So you're saying if the plant wasn't in the middle, if it was by the wall.
No.
And then this is. So what are you saying?
should be able to plant.
Oh,
right
immediately
on
the top.
Yes, I never said otherwise. I said from 3 to 4 is where the machlokas is, and you have to measure 6 tefachim, like measuring out through the top. If it's more than 4 tefachim, then you don't need to, you know, because it's kosher by itself, so you can plant on the edge. That's what it seems to say. Very shver, very shver. I mean, the Maisa, we have one sheet that says you need dalanama. So what's going on over here? What do you mean if it's more than 4, everybody agrees? That can't be right. So it must be he's saying, the Gemara is saying, right? The Gemara is trying to explain the machlokas. So I understand you tell me if it's less than 3, there's no machlokas. If it's 3 to 4, there is a machlokas. And if it's more than 4,
everybody agrees.
So then what are you telling me? It's mutter?
Yeah.
What's mutter? Up above it's mutter, but down below it's not mutter?
No, that's what I was
it says saying. Over here you got to have dalan amis. Rabbi Yossi says you need dalan amis. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? If it's 4 tefachim, I'm asking a question. Well, the Gemara, he says, there's no machlokas at all if it's 3 tefachim or less, because what?
It's considered closed.
We look at it as if you raise it up, you just count out 6 tefachim, and then you plant. No machlokas at all. That says explicitly. If it's 3 to 4, there is a machlokas. What's the machlokas? One second. Is it closed or not? There's two positions given in the Mishnah. It says one says 6 tefachim and one says dalan amos. What? So I understand to tell me that the 6 tefachim is telling me how to measure the 6 tefachim. So if it's 3 to 4, so you go up to the top and you measure out another 4 tefachim, and then you have your 6 tefachim. But if you hold dalan amos, you have to measure out dalan amos, I guess, right? But if it's more than 4 tefachim, then there's no machlokas again. Then everybody agrees you can plant even on the edge. That does not sound right.
Rabbi Yossi is not talking about that case. Rabbi Yossi is talking about we planted in a wine press.
That's what we're talking about here.
No, we're not. We're talking about a dip. Well, I guess.
No, we said explicitly. If you look at my what's his name? If you look at the beginning, what we started.
Yeah.
We said if a grapevine is planted inside a dugout wine press or a cleft, that's what we were talking about. Okay, let's go on. Final clause, the house. The Gemara is quoting a pasuk. Rabavim b'shem Shmuel, u'bevate kloim hochba'u. Now what this really means is, kloim means like Beis HaKela, which is a prison. That it's talking about the time of, Isaiah, suffering and affliction of the exile, people will be hidden away in prisons. Bate kloim is a plural form of Beis Kela. So it says, Bate kloim hochbo, they were hiding in prisons. The Gemara is changing the word kloim to kliim. And it's saying, in the houses of kliim, they were hidden. Given shemachbiyin by esha kliim. By shemachbiyin by esha kliim. Alluding to the house where you can hide kliim means you can hide inside a vineyard, and you can plant in there, and you can be planting client. You're like hiding in there, planting your client. That whatever turns you on to hiding your house into this is like, you know, wow. Anyway, I could to vlog everybody.
Oh,
I hope you enjoyed today's stuff.
If the house
on 49B at the bottom.
You see what the Girsa down below says, that if the house is 3x3, so it's like a base kela because it's so small.